Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe, and Elokim spoke to Moshe. Vayomer Elov ani Hashem. He said to him, "I am Hashem." Starts with the name Elokim. He said, "Ani Hashem." Va'erol Avram al Yitzchak al Yaakov b'Kel Shakai. I appeared to Avram, to Yitzchak and Yaakov in the name of Kel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nidati lehem. But the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, I never revealed to them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'yitzeisi eschem mitachas tibuliz mitzrayim, v'yitzalti eschem me'avidosam, v'galti eschem, v'lokachti eschem li la'om, v'yidatam keni eschem lo'ikeichem, amoyitzi eschem mitachas tibuliz mitzrayim. This was a hakdoma to the ten makas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending Moshe and Aaron to go to Paris and to give the ten makas. So number one, you have to understand, what was the purpose of this Hagdamah? Like, why is this Hagdamah, this introduction, necessary for before the Ten Makas? That's number one. Number two, V'eir el ha'ovez v'kel shakai, v'shmi Hashem lo'in ha'idati lo'hem. What is the chiluk between kel shakai, and what is the chiluk, what is yud kei vav kei, what's the connotation of yud kei vav kei? The third shiloh that the Mefarshim ask over here is, we know that the Makas lasted be'erach a year. So Machloikis, if the warning of the Makas was of each Makas was 3 weeks, and the actual Makas was a week, or the Azhara was a week, and the Makas was for 3 weeks. But it lasted be'meshach 10 months, longer. So you have to understand, we know that when the Yidden finally left Mitzrayim, they left Bechipozim, or else they would have sunk into the Memtes, into the Sharnun. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stretch it out so long? They're never going to get out. Like, what was the purpose in that? And finally, there's a Chedushi Harim, famous Chedushi Harim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Basar Mamaris Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 Mamaris. And we know that there was Eser Makos. And we know that there was Aseres Hadibros. So Chedushi Harim says that the Eser Makas was the bridge in making the transition from the period of Asara Mamaris to the period of Aseres Adibris. The bridge for that was the Eser Makas. What's the pshat in that? So the Sfarim say the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by Asara Mamaris. What does that mean? That was the Teva. That was nature. And mankind had to go through a certain stage to prepare itself for Kabbalah Zatayrim. And that preparation happened through the Asara Mamaris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't out in the open. Asara Mamaris is the creation of Teva. He created Teva, number one. We should work the Teva. We should conquer the land. And mitoich the Teva, we should be makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chazdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a sun, there's a moon, there's plants growing, there's food growing. You have to be makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoich the Teva. That is nekuda number one of Asara Mamaris. Number two, we have to act in a way that's Yashrus. We have to act in a way Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi. We have to act in a way where we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the avoid of the Asar Mamaris. There was no Torah over there, Agam. There were yeshivas. The Ovis HaKadoshim were Rashi Yeshiva. But the primary stage of the world at that time was to live up with the Asar Mamaris. To recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitoich HaTeva, not to allow the Teva to rule over us, to live a spiritual life, and to live a Yashrusdik life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose the fittest that lived in the Asara Mamaris, there would be Roy to Matan Torah. When they even came to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to impart to them a lesson. Mitzrayim was the epitome of those that did not live the life of Asara Mamaris the way they should be. They allowed the Asara Mamaris to rule over them. They allowed the Teva to rule over them. They so sunk into the depths of Chumrias, into the depths of Gashmias, they were the antithesis of what Klal Yisrael was supposed to be. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to teach not only Paro a lesson, but he had to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. This is the epitome of what happens to someone that does not mold himself into a piece of derech eretz and tashtik derech eretz. And those makas, again, not only meant for Pari as a punishment, it was meant as a lesson for Klal Yisrael. And they had to go through this. This is why the makas lasted for so long, because it was a special course that they had to take. They had to take a course in what happens to those that rebel. They don't use the Teva properly. If they rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're Isaac and Teva, the Teva rebels against them. But that answers all of the shailas. Number one, this was the Hagdama to Matan Torah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to have to go through this. You're going through a course now. You're finalizing your course, your diploma in Asara Ma'amaris. That's going to take time. It's going to take makas. It's going to take a lengthier period in Mitzrayim. The Eirel Ovis Bekel Shakai. To the Ovis I appeared in Kel Shakai. That's in the form of Asara Ma'amaris. Shakai is Losh of Mitzumtzum. Because Baruch is Mitzamtzum himself. You're not able to see him out in the open. It's not like Aseres Hadivis where HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears and talks to us out in the open. Kel Shakai is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he is Mitzumtzum, when he's hidden in the Teva, and we have to find the Mitaych HaTeva. And that's the stage that they have to finish first. And only then, after they say, see the Vitzalti, Vagalti, and the Lakachti, you'll finalize this course in Asorah Ma'amaris with the name of Hashem is Mitzumtzum. Only then will you be able to be Adatam Keni Hashem Aleikechem. You'll be able to see the name of Hashem out in the open. It's like Lahavel, somebody takes a college course, right? So to get to advanced, you first have to take the first course. The first course over here was Asorah Ma'amaris. And you have to learn the final aspects of Asorah Ma'amaris. This is the end result of someone that doesn't live Teva the way it should be. Once you're finalized with that, you can come to the second stage of the course. That's Aseres HaDibros. So that's what the Kedusha Yoreh meant, that the Eser Makas was the bridge between Asorah Ma'amaris and Aseres HaDibros. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hakdama. The Eirel Avraham Yisrael Kel Shakai. And that Mahalach is about to come to an end. But to finish that course, we're going to need these Makas, and you're going to have to be, you know, you have to go through the period till the very end. That's what took so long. Only then will you come to the Shem Havaya, which is Hashem out in the open, and that came through the Aseres HaDibros. That is the Bir HaDvarim and all of these Aharis. V'lo shamo al Moshe mikoytze ruach me'avayda kosher. What is koytze ruach and what is avayda kosher? Or Chaim HaKadosh, one of his pshatim says, they were short in ruchnias. They were not on a proper madregan ruchnias. Remember, the words of Moshe Rabbeinu did not enter them. We have avoda kosher and from the hard work. But the Vilna Gaon says that they're both going on the avoda. There's certain kind of avodas that are very difficult, very heavy, and they're backbreaking, and that in itself causes you not to be able to listen, not to be able to hear. There's another kind of an avoda which is not so backbreaking, but the fact that it never stops, it doesn't allow you to rest. Sometimes you have an avoda which is backbreaking, okay, but after a while, it stops. There's another kind of an avoda that's not so backbreaking, but the fact that it's constant, it never lets you rest. Lamarshal, the making of the levanim and the carrying them and transporting them, that was backbreaking labor. But, you know, they produced whatever they had to produce, they were able to rest. But there was the other thing, that was to pick the straw from all over, they constantly had to supply that. That's not such a hard avoda, but it's constant. It didn't give them a chance to rest. So the kaitzer ruach was going on the lesser kind of avoda. It's not avoda kasha, but it causes kaitzer ruach because you can never rest. The avoda kasha was the backbreaking labor. That's the way the Vilna Gaon teaches these two kinds of things. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aaron, Lechel Pari, go to Pari. Behold, he's going out to the water. V'nitzavta l'kros, so you should stand yourself opposite him. Al svas hayor, by the edge of the river. V'hamata shenepach l'nochosh, tikach v'yodecha. The mata, the staff that turned into a nochosh, take in your hand. So Rashi says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe, hinei yoytze hamayma? Because Paroi used to make himself into a god. God doesn't have to go to the bathroom. So what did he do? He used to wake up early, go to the yard when nobody was there, and he went to the bathroom there. She says, you go to Pari, you'll find him over there. So the simple shot is in the pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing Moshe and Aaron. You want to know where you find them? You'll find them over there. That's what he's doing. That's the simple pshat. Matzio Solomon Shlita says another deher in this pasuk here. Hinehu Yoytza HaMaimu was teaching us the purpose of Makedam. What's the pshat? There's a pelad the Ketagim Yoynes and Ben Uziel. You don't see it so clearly, but the Svarim bring it down. The Svarim explain what he means. Later on, by the Mak of Dam, after the Mak of Dam, after the Or turned into Dam, it says, Vayif and Parai, and Parai turned away, Vayovi al-Beisai came to his house, for Vayishos Levi Gamluzais. And he didn't pay attention to this Mak. The simple shot, Vayif and Parai, is he turned away from Moshe. But the Targum Yonis of Benazil teaches Vayif and Parai. He relieved himself in front of Moshe and Aaron. Bir hadvarim. So the Svarim say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you go to the Yahar and stand in front of Pari and get into a holy kuach with him. He has to go to the bathroom. He's going to have to hold, he's going to have to hold it in. Meanwhile, people are going to come. They're going to hear arguments. You know, they're going to come. There's going to be a whole crowd, you know, and he still has to hold it in. And finally, he can hold it no longer in front of everybody. There went his whole facade. Mamash in front of everybody. He made himself into an Avodah Zarah. Bereish Galia. I'm a human being after all. Bereish Galia. He couldn't, and he couldn't go into the water because the water turned into Dam already. So he couldn't go into the water. He had to, you know, in front of everybody. And thus, this, the whole business of him being an Avodah Zarah, that became Bakal Mavotl. So, Taitra Matas Yohu. That's the pshat lechel pari hinei yaitza hamaima. Not just where you're going to find him. He's going out to the water now. You go in front of him over there, and when the water turns to blood, he won't be able to go into the bathroom over there. Memela, his whole facade is going to become bottle and mavotl. So in that first makya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu number one showed that the Yaar is not a god. He also showed that pari is not a god. Right there. He saw already, but even over here, his facade's taken away. He suffered the bizyonis in front of everybody, did not pay heed, did not pay attention. He still remained the same Balgaiva. And with this HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed, Dr. Matis Yahu, that Hashem is in charge of the Bria, not only on the big things, but even on the lowliest functions of going to the bathroom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls that. And he says, this is why we say in Asher Yotzar, you would think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's on high. Say, such a mundane thing. It's a lowly function of a Ben Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashgiach on that also. That if something is open when it's supposed to be closed, or something in the body is closed when it's supposed to be open, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls that as well. But here he wanted to teach this to Pari. You're making yourself into an Avodah Zarah. And I'm showing you the very first market. The Yahar is not an Avodah Zarah, and you're not an Avodah Zarah. That's the lesson to be learned from Yitzchak from Matzis Yo. Vayitzak Moshe al Hashem, and Moshe screamed to Hashem, al dvar ha-tzvardim, about the matter of the tzvardim, Asher som leparoi, that he placed for Paroi. So Chaim HaKadosh makes a diuk over here. These last three words seem to be extra. Vayitzak Moshe el Hashem, and Moshe screamed to Hashem, al dvar ha-tzvardim, finished. What's Asher som leparoi, that he placed for Paroi? We know that he placed for Paroi. We know that the Mach of Tzvardim came through Moshe Rabbeinu. So why was it necessary for the Pasuk to say, Asher som leparoi? Zot Chaim HaKadosh, an important, important nekuda in Tfila, which we find in other places as well. But we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't take for granted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what you're talking about. You have to speak out every single thing that you want. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, Al Dvar HaTzvardim, what Tzvardim, when Tzvardim, which Tzvardim are you talking about? Maybe it's the old Tzvardim that were here already previously. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Mefaret. Rabbeinu Shalom, get rid of the Tzvardim that we just placed now for Paro. But if Moshe Rabbeinu would not have said that, then it wouldn't have been a Tefillah. And that's something that we have to know. We have to know that when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't just say, Rabbeinu Shalom, help me, everything should be good. It's not good enough. What exactly do you want to be good? like to have parnosa. Okay, how would you like to have your parnosa? You have to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ma'aseh with the Baal Shem, the Talmud of Baal Shem came to him, and he said that parnosa is very difficult lately. He's finding it hard to make ends meet, to put, you know, food on the table. He says, I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I daven something or other, it's not working. So the Baal Shem told him, there's a medrash that says that there was somebody once walking near the midbar. He was carrying a load. His mom, she was hot and he was tired. He couldn't go any further. And he sees a fellow passing on a chamar. So he says, "Oh, Rabbi Shalom, if only you gave me a chamar, oh, please give me a chamar." That moment, the guy's chamar gave birth to a baby. He had no place to put it. So he took it and he placed it on this guy's shoulder. "Here, carry my chamar for me." So what's the purpose? What's the pshat in the medrash? If he would have been asking me a chamar to ride on, somehow or other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mamzi him a chamar to ride on. He asked for a chamar, I gave you a chamar. But instead, the chamar is riding on you. When you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to tell him exactly what you want. And there's two nekudas. Why? Number one, Hashem knows what's in our hearts. Hashem knows what we need. Tefillah is speaking out what you need. You know, if tefillah would be, you know, Dvar Hashem Alei, you know, what you keep in your heart, Hashem knows what we need. What do you have to say? For the terrace is, this is the commandment of tefillah. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ask him for your tzrachim. You have to be mighty and bepet. That's number one. Number two, if you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every prat that shows you have emunah, it shows a child is not embarrassed from his father. A child asks his father, child needs this, Tati, give me this, Tati, give me that. A child asks everything from his father. So if you're mafari, every single thing you're showing, your mom is totally not HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying it. If you stop keeping it to yourself, it's okay, you know. But if you ask for every little thing you show, you're a child that's mamish asking your father. So that's what the pasuk is telling us over here. He was mefarated, not stam. Al-dvar ha-tzvardim. Al-dvar ha-tzvardim, I said, some of the parai. There's a ma'aseh with Pinchas Koritz, or Eiliger Pinchas Koritz. One way, so he Shabbos, he made Abdullah, his Talmidim were there. After he finished Abdullah, he says, "Oy, Rabbeinu Shloilam, help me that the maid should come back. The maid of the house should come back." Talmidim heard this. What did that mean? What did the Rebbe mean by this? What's the Rebbein? Amir and he started thinking to themselves, and one person had a pikabullah, that the shivcha is a remez to this, and this is the gematria of that, and another one had a pshat like this, and they were arguing over, man, what did the Rebbe mean? What would it teach from Achshavas? The Rebbe never uttered a word that was shaloi l'tzayrach. So finally, they decided to send someone over to ask him, what did he mean? Like, well, what was his comment? He said, parsley. He said, we used to have a maid over here. She used to do all the tzarcha in the house. The Rebbetzin got into an argument with her. She ran away. Now the Rebbetzin's not feeling well. We don't have anybody to light the stove and to do the tzarcha. So I said, Rebbeinu Shloilam, you know, give us back the maid. Shoot the Gemash Roy. So they learned from that a person literally has to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need something, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether it's in middle of Shemoneh Esrei and Shemak Eleinu, whether it's while you're talking to Hashem Bizbaididis, a person has to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to talk to him as if one is talking to his father, Tati, give me this, Tati, give me that. That's a Yisoy Gadol. We find the same thing by Yaakov Avinu. V'nosan li lechem le'echoil u'beged l'ubayish. Why do you have to speak out? So they're also the Mepharshim say the same thing. You know, it could be bread, who knows for what purpose, to sell, maybe bread for the behemoth. Lechem lecho, for me to eat. Beged lulbosh, for me to be able to put on. You have to be mefari, completely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, exactly what you need. By the Orayv, the Pasuk says, Umolu batei Mitzrayim es ha'orayv. And the animals, the houses of Mitzrayim will be filled with the Arayv, and also the land that they are on. So I said it over a pshat here last year, and I'm saying it over again because of something new that I saw on the pshat. The Chanukah Satayra and the Vilna Goyim, they both asked the question, what does it mean here? I'll bring the Arayv, the Gamha Adoma Asheim Oleha. And the earth that they are on. What was the purpose of bringing the earth that they are on? The famous word, the Brah and the Chanukah Satorah both say, Rashi says over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought all the animals from everywhere. All of the meaning of the chayas. There's a Rash in Masechtas Kalayim that says that there's a bria called Yidoini. It looks like a human being. It has a face, hands, and feet like a human being. And its umbilical cord is attached to a root that grows out of the ground. And you can't get anywhere near it. It'll devour anyone that comes near it. If you want it, once somebody wants to kill it, he has to shoot an arrow from a distance and hit it, hit the umbilical cord, and disattach it from the ground. And that way it dies, that way you can capture it. The gross says by Esav, it says by he, Esav Ishyedeya Tzayid, Ish Soda. He was a man that knew how to hunt, a man of the field. It's a little bit redundant. See, Taiches, Ishyedeya Tzayid Ish Soda. He knew how to hunt down the man that grew out of the field. So over here, one of the chayas that Hashem brought was the Yedaini. How's he going to bring the Yedaini? You know, if it's going to be disattached from the ground, it'll die right away. So you have to bring a Sa'adama. He had to bring the ground together with it. It should be able to live. This is what the ground, the Chanukah Satayrah say. So this here I saw in a sefer, Rabbi Waxman, or Herschel Waxman. He has a sefer called Teferes Elimelech. He brings down this pshat. And he asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to bring this as well? You know, he brings all the, Hashem brought all the minichais. What did this add over here? See, Taich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Adam, he wanted to teach Paray a lesson. The Rambam says that a human being is unique amongst all the minim, that he has the Kayach HaBechira. He has the Kayach to do good or the Kayach to do bad. No other min in the Bria has that Kayach. See, Taich says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka brought this human that grows out of the ground to show you and this thing are exactly the same thing. You have lost your status of Adam, and you have now become like this human chaya that doesn't have the Kayach HaBechira anymore. Because if you would have listened to the Chathchila, you still would have had your Kayach HaBechira. But you've sunk, and you've sunk, and you've sunk, and you've turned away from the word of Hashem. You've lost your Kayach HaBechira. Mamish like this chaya. You look like a human being. It has a head, it has legs, it has arms. And you look like it, but that Kayach HaBechira you no longer have. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring this title. I was thinking, it's also Yitachin, that we know that a human being is a blend of Shamayim and Aretz in one, the Neshama and the Guf. By bringing this Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shom Parai, you are now totally attached to Aretz. You've lost your whole Tzura that's attached to Shamayim. Any nefesh, any ruchnias that you've had is totally bakul umavutul. You are like this bria that's mamish tied to the ground and cannot disattach itself from the chumrias. Vayishlach paret, vayikru l'moshe l'aron, vayomer aleihem chotosi hapam. I have sinned now. Hashem hatzadik v'ani v'ami harishon. This is a posik in capital Tes, posik Chav Zayin. This happened after the Borah. By Yishlach Parah, by Yikra L'Moshe L'Aaron, by Yomer Aleim Chotosi HaPar, I have sinned now. Hashem is the Tzadik, and I and my nation are the Rishon. There's a Mechilta, Medrash and Bishalach, that says, why were the Mitzrayim Zoicha to Kvura? Because they said over here, Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vami HaRishon. So the Alta tells the Rav, Rabbi Yosef Yudalei Bloch, Zeke Tzadik Lebracha, and the Sefer Shir Das asks a question. We know that Kfura is a Nitzchi is the good thing. It's a double gadol, you know, Halacha, a person has to be buried, he's covered for the Nifter, it's a double gadol. So why is it that the Mitzrayim, by being Moido over here, by saying Hashem HaTzadik Vani Vami HaRishon, there's Zeke to Kfura? Everybody knows they were forced into this. They had no choice over here. They had to say it. They were being, you know, to schmettered over and over and over again. Fine. Oh, okay. Hashem has started to believe. Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. But it wasn't Haidah. It was Haidah that they were forced into. And it was only a temporary Haidah. So, Mach was that. There's Zaychet to Kfura, which Kfura, it shows the Hashivas of Itzalim Alekim. Why should they be Zaychet to that? Because of this forced Haidah, which they didn't really mean 100%, and it was only temporary. Zokta tells the Rav, we see from over here, that even the slightest movement towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim, it has a chashivas beyond anything that we can imagine. It could be a forced haidah, it could be a temporary haidah, but for the moment, it shook down here. The tiniest little movement down here, it is piled tremendous amounts up in Shamayim. Now, if that's the case with Paray and his mitzvim, who are Rishon Gemurim, and the Haidah was forced, and it was temporary, can you imagine people that are Oivdei Hashem, and they sit and learn Torah, they kaveit and learn Torah, and they daven it 3 times a day, can you imagine how much that is piled up in Shamayim? A similar word you find by Oiv Melech HaBoshan, when he came and he told, Vayoveh HaPolet, Vayoveh Melavron, Kinesh Ba'achim. So because of that schuz that Oig had, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid later on that they're not going to be able to conquer over Oig. That schuz is going to remain, So Yosef Zundel Salant says over there, Oig, his kavana was mamish and mushtas dike kavana. He wanted Avram to go out and get killed, and he's going to take Sarah. So for that, Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. So the same you say, Lamaisa, if something good is done, it could be no matter what the kavana is, over epis it is, in Shemayim it has a tremendous effect. And one can never know how much that is worth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even it being Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. A lot of times we wonder, how am I doing this mitzvah L'Shem Shemayim? Afal Pi Kein. The slightest little movement on our part has a tremendous amount of effect up there. Yaakov Belinsky said over, he was once in Antwerp, and he visited Rav Chaim Kreisworth, Zecher Tzadik L'Brach, the great, great, great Gaonim. So Rav Chaim Kreisworth told them that today he was oisik in a din Torah for many hours between two wealthy men. They were fighting over 1/1000% of the amount of money in question. So Galinsky says 1/1000% for that it was kedai to spend hours and hours on a din Torah. He says, yeah, they were talking about $15 million, So when you're talking about a tremendous sum of money, 1/1000% is a tremendous amount. It's a sizable amount. So Galinsky says, I learned from that, we talk about digdukim in mitzvahs, a little digduk in a mitzvah, a little chumah here, a little heater there, even a maisa mitzvah without machshava. What's it really? Does it make such a difference? Yes, when you're dealing with tremendous amounts, when you're dealing with things that in Shemayim have a tremendous, tremendous amount of value, even the tiniest little digduk, the tiniest little hidur, and even the tiniest little maise, be it Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim, it has an unbelievable effect up there in Shemayim. Kal v'chomer ben b'noish, kal v'chomer, when people do an emesdik, with true machshava, to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be time is rotzen, kal v'chomer, how much of an effect that has in Shemayim. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Thank you.